don't know how you're going to sit down. Would you turn to Ephesians chapter 5? And this is a worn-out old passage for people who want to rail on issues. There's nothing I want to do here this morning. It's Father's Day, not Mother's Day, so mothers, you won't come up. You can just observe and stand in awe. Yes, put your pens down more than likely, unless they have invisible ink. We're looking, of course, at Ephesians 5, 22 through 33. And what fascinates me before I even get to the messages, that I'm delivering this on Father's Day, but the word father doesn't appear one time. This is not a message, Ephesians chapter 5, to fathers, but to husbands. Now, of course, that would include fathers, but not all fathers are husbands, but all husbands are husbands. Anything else, you're in fornication or adultery, and he's not addressing those. He says here, husband, 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 husband. And what interests me the most is that actually he wasn't in one of the finest addresses on the church. An explanation as to how it functions. He sticks it into a discussion on husbands. And he births an understanding that if we'll get past the clumsy words, and they are clumsy for the thought of it, how far can words really go? We'll be amazed to discover, and the title of my message sums it up, Christ's relationship to the church is a pattern for all husbands and their homes. Christ's relationship to the church is a pattern for all husbands and their homes. You cannot emphasize this enough. That's what this whole chapter, portion of chapter 5 and chapter 6 are all about. Whatever he says here to the church, he says to every home in it. He uses the word church here, and I'm sure it's in the generic term, a sense, because it most certainly isn't the one in heaven he's talking about, because it hasn't got any home problems up there. Matter of fact, we don't marry or give in marriage, so that messes that up right there. And I also never saw an invisible marriage that had any problems either, because those are the ones that are in your head, and they always come out perfectly. They're also the easiest churches to pastor, because they're all in your brain and in your imagination. No, what he's doing here is showing how inseparably linked homes and churches are. But more than that, just as the church puts all the pressure on Christ and his cross and his grace, so also here, does he say, husbands, what Christ did for the church and is doing for the church is what I've called you to do for your homes. He hardly mentions wives at all, other than in slight responsive portions that I'm not even going to read. Are homes important? Are husbands important? Well, how would Christ be, a church be without Christ? Right. Wow. Well, how would a church function without grace? How would a home? And who brings all of that into the home? The husband. Unfortunately, we stumble over the key words that set off radicals and folks with frail egos. Lord. Woo! Hey ho, hey ho. May I remind you also that in 1 Peter 5:3 he tells under shepherds to not lord over their shepherd, over their sheep, to be examples of the believers. And you could just as easily say, husbands, don't lord over your homes, but be examples of believers.